We got more details last night on the campaign to win approval for the $375 million deal to shore up Maryland's horse racing industry. That would include renovations of Baltimore's Pimlico Racecourse and the track in Laurel Park. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman held a town hall meeting last night to discuss the plan, but it's still far from certain whether Governor Larry Hogan and leaders in the General Assembly will sign off on it. WYPR's Karen Hostler was at last night's meeting, and she is on the line now. Little background first, Karen, who came up with this plan?
Well, the Stronach Group, which owns the two racetracks, came up with the base plan, and then elected officials from Baltimore, Anne Arundel County, and Baltimore County, as well as a couple lawyers long associated with the racing industry. In addition to renovating Pimlico Racecourse to ensure that the Preakness Stakes can be run there forever, it would also include significant renovations for the Laurel Park campus, providing a year-round home for 1,500 horses.
And the price tag's a big one, $375 million. Who's going to pay for this?
Well, none of it would come from new or increased taxes, but a lot of the money would come from slot machine gambling, which is now being used to help finance track improvements.
What did you hear at last night's town hall?
It sounded kind of positive. I mean, there were some questions about details and where the stretch guys in the track would live during the repairs and the renovations, but it was actually quite positive. Now, Stuart Pittman, the Anne Arundel County executive, acknowledges he's conflicted. He's a horse guy. His family owns a huge farm in South County where it is frequently available to events such as fox hunts. He shares with me a connection with the horse world that encourages tolerance. But he's troubled by criminal reports of what goes on at Laurel, not far from the racetrack. He says they include reports of sex trafficking and drug sales. Pittman says that alone may have been enough for him to sign on to the new bargain for horse racing events.
The Park Heights neighborhood around Baltimore's Pimlico Racecourse has some issues of its own. Would those change under this plan?
Well, the racetrack at Pimlico would be relocated on the property to provide room for commercial development, such as hotels and shopping, and hopefully that would curb some of the raw nature of what goes on there now.
How soon would this work get done?
It's estimated to take about 4 years, during which time the Preakness would continue to run at Pimlico.
But do we know when it's going to start?
It's not a done deal yet. It's up to the General Assembly, which must approve the plan, and Governor Larry Hogan will also be required to play a key role. So far, he's not taken a position. It's very helpful, though, that Stuart Pittman, the Anne Arundel County Executive, John Olszewski, the Baltimore County Executive, and Baltimore Mayor Jack Young have all endorsed the deal.
That's WYPR reporter Karen Hostler. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.